Oil drops to March low. As U.S.-Iran talks move forward, the article examines how oil markets react as hopes rise for a deal between the United States and Iran that could reopen the Strait of Hormuz. It notes that Brent and WTI prices pulled back on talk of peace, easing fears of a tighter global supply. The report explains what a potential accord could mean for sanctions, shipments, and the broader energy market, and what investors are watching next. Oil falls as U.S.-Iran talks boost hopes of reopening Hormuz. Brent and WTI retreat to their lowest since March. Trump says a good deal is close, but Iran has not yet approved a formal agreement. Iran draft hints at reopening Hormuz and lifting oil sanctions, pending Tehran approval. Markets stay cautious until a formal deal is signed and supply risks are clearer. Oil falls to March lows as U.S.-Iran talks signal breakthrough market snapshot. Oil prices decline to their lowest level since early March as signals emerge that the United States and Iran could end the conflict and restart shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Brent crude for August delivery traded near $87.38 per barrel, down about 3.30% on the Intercontinental Exchange. WTI for July delivery hovered around $84.79 per barrel, down roughly 3.33% on the New York Mercantile Exchange. The moves were recorded around 8:00 a.m. local time. Analysts described the slide as a response to improved sentiment about a potential peace settlement and a calmer global energy balance, even though officials had not yet confirmed a formal agreement. Trump statement and market reaction. U.S. President Donald Trump indicated that a workable deal with Iran to end the hostilities and reopen key shipping routes could be reached soon, noting that the necessary documents needed finalization. Market observers emphasized that the remarks fueled optimism, which in turn pressed price levels lower as traders priced in the possibility of restored supply flow through Hormuz. Iran's position and draft details. Iranian state media reported that a draft accord under discussion with the United States could allow the Strait of Hormuz to operate normally within about a month and may suspend some sanctions on Iranian oil. However, the report stressed that Tehran had not yet given formal approval to the terms, and the agreement would still require Tehran's sign-off before moving forward. Conclusion. In summary, the article shows that oil markets shifted on expectations of a U.S.-Iran deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, easing fears of a tighter global balance. Brent and WTI pulled back as optimism grew about resumed oil shipments and potential sanctions relief, though no formal agreement had been signed. The analysis emphasizes that, while a breakthrough could alter supply dynamics and price trajectories, the path remains contingent on Tehran's approval and the formal signing of documents. Until a formal accord is in place, market participants will remain cautious, with ongoing supply risks and volatility as investors monitor the timeline and specifics of any deal. Frequently asked questions. Why did oil drop to March low as U.S.-Iran talks moved forward? Oil fell because peace hopes reduced fears of supply disruption. Brent around $87.38, WTI around $84.79. What did Trump say about ending the war and reopening the Strait of Hormuz? He said the U.S. reached a good deal to end the war and reopen the strait once documents are signed. Iran had not yet approved a formal agreement. What does Iran's draft agreement say about the Strait of Hormuz? Iran's mayor agency said the draft could reopen the strait in about 30 days and lift some sanctions, but Tehran must approve the text. What were the price levels for Brent and WTI in the report? Brent was $87.38 per barrel, down 3.30%. WTI was $84.79. down 3.33%. How did traders react to the news? Traders priced in peace, easing supply concerns and pushing oil lower on the day.